to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
Also, in this hour, I'm going to get around to what I wanted to do yesterday, but didn't get a chance to do, so therefore the opportunity presents itself today. Do you want to know why public officials are voting to take away your firearms? It's already been written up, folks, and been followed for a number of years. We'll give you the gory details on that one. Wake up and smell the invasion, worst case scenario by Frosty Wooldridge, and 9/11 conspirators, 10,000 men, or a few top insiders and highly trained commandos. We'll get into all that, but I've had two people here hanging on since when? You're forgetting to put the times up there. Well, don't fake it now. You'd have to be guessing. Roger in Pennsylvania. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, John. I wish you told me to call back. I don't want to keep your...
Well, when I don't get your call for an hour...
No apology. I just... I just got to say, is not your new Mark Dankop, is he not magnificent, rhetorically superb?
He is very, very good. I'm very pleased to have him on this network.
John, I'm just bowled over by the quality you've been pulling together here on the network in the last few months, and then just in the last week and two again. And it just makes it so much easier to plug RBN, and there's no substitute for expanding syndication.
Yeah, we even have our own Alex on the network now, opposite Alex on the other network. Alex answering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really have to appreciate Alex Jones. I think he's quite possibly the most powerful, important thing out there. I just wish.
What do you get? Is this a paid political endorsement of some sort?
No, I just wish I could possibly stand to listen to him as much as I appreciate him. Does that sound oxymoronic or what?
No, because he has a tendency to come on a little strong, and it burns people out. His information is great. He does good videos. He works tirelessly. He really does.
But there's virtually no guest nor caller whose sentences can't be better finished by Alex himself.
That you'll have to take up with Mr. Jones, and he is on another network, okay?
Yeah. All right. Hey, but anyway, on this quality... Oh, and by the way, a lot of folks might not know that you're also available here on the second hour at 6.890 on the short wave. Now, unfortunately, I don't know if that's just recent again or I've been missing it for months. But
now, you've been missing it for a while. I announced it about a month ago.
Yeah, but because sadly you're in this window here between the 12.180 frequency and the 50.50 frequency where it's like both of them tend to get sucked out. Your second hour certainly have been mostly sucked out for like a year now. As far as eastern Pennsylvania here. So I hope that...
There's also a solution. You can either get a satellite.
Yeah.
Or you can listen by internet. Or you can call the network and ask for a package to be sent to a station near you that might be conducive to putting on our type of programming.
Yeah, well, and that's what I wanted to, like I said, I'm ultimately trying to promote the network and getting these plugs in on these Clear Channel stations and such. And I could kiss the feet of this guy that called one in a few days ago here on a big regional Clear Channel, allowed me to get that times 10 multiplier effect with my follow-on call. You could just do so much more if people take their marching orders and multiply the value of these plugs.
Well, hang on a second, because there was we had a staff meeting. We have a staff meeting every Tuesday, and I was talking about the reach of this network. Hang on there, Roger. We'll be right back.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio, the Republic Broadcasting Network. brings you a more powerful voice than all the liberal media and all those announcing problems we face. It's the voice of Fearless Radio, screaming, take back control of your life. For the first time in the history of radio, you can join us for a classroom, in fact, a training camp of preparedness. You already know the problems. They're not hard to figure out. But you and your family must act now with solutions. Bring a notebook and be on time to class every Sunday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. The Liberty Task Force will meet you there. These greatest experts in the country will teach you total self-reliance and independence. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. Repeat this thought. If it is to be, it's up to me. But remember, freedom is never free.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, we are back. Yeah, like I was saying, we have a staff meeting at the network every Tuesday afternoon. And I was, during the staff meeting, discussing, you know, this network and its outreach. And it is important, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, I was ragging on people to get our bumper stickers. You know, we have free bumper stickers that you can just simply call the network at 800-724-2719 and be able to get bumper stickers that you can put on your car. No problem at all. We'll send you as many as you need. You know, I mean, there are ways in which to promote, and then there are ways to promote. But we don't have a zillion people out there that are willing to do this. And that's unfortunate. Because, Roger, as you said, this is a high-quality network.
John, you guys have done about as good a job as you can do, but it isn't even one-tenth of the battle. Now, I could wish that, essential to restoring the public, one could bypass the necessary educative function, but that isn't going to happen. That is preeminently important. That's where the Birchers were 100% correct, was that education is the total strategy, or it's at least about 90% of it. And it's funny, the local three-quarter brain-dead guy that wraps himself in the mantle of a conservative, he's really about 99% pinko liberal, he's got no room for him yet, but he can't not take my calls because it would just be too obvious. And then yet on the the WFIL won the National Religious Broadcasters Best Station of the Year for last year. It's a wall-to-wall Janet Parshall pablum all week except for a niche hour Saturday morning. The liberal black theologues there, they love me. Otherwise, I can't think of hardly anything more boring than talking about talking, which is what I'm doing, John, right now. But it's just so easy to get these plugs on and penetrate these shows. And without these second and third follow-up calls, it's just about impossible. It's possible, but barely possible to get past square one when just three calls add 100 times multiplier effect. Better, more wide-reaching plugs to rbnlive.com and that magnificent free archive, etc.
Well, you know what disturbs me the greatest is when people, and they tell them, if they're guests, anybody that's on this network that are guests on anybody else's radio program, that they tell them that they can't mention their show or the network or the website that they're on.
Yeah, well, I had a little fun with certain unnamed individuals on that score.
Well, it's happening closer to me than you might realize.
Yeah, but
and we don't preclude anybody from being on this network. I mean, there's only a handful of people that have been absolutely positively banned from this network.
Yeah, I want to call back on that. And I've been remiss in sending you this file on electronic warfare seminar in the marketplace of ideas, talk radio. So I got to get that out to you, but God
all
bless.
Right.
And
well, thank you, Roger. I appreciate your call.
You
keep plugging. Brave New Books is proud to announce an evening this Thursday, October 26th at Guadalupe, and that's between 21st and MLK. At 7 p.m., John Breeding will be at the Brave New Books at 1904 Guadalupe to speak about psychiatric oppression in Austin. I've had Breeding on before. He will be available to sign his book, The Wildest Colts Make the Best Horses, which stresses the dangers of prescribing psychotropic drugs like Ritalin to children. He and Lee Spiller from the Citizens Commission on Human Rights will speak about electroshock and mind-disabling drugs in preparation for the upcoming protest against the electroshock practices of Seton Shoal Creek Hospital on November 1st at Cedar Springs Park across the street from the hospital starting at 9 p.m. At 9:15 p.m., there will be a screening of Truth Be Told at the Dolby Theater at 2025 Guadalupe across the street, or is it Guadalupe? I was told it was Guadalupe, across the street from the bookstore. This new documentary on the secretive Texas Toll Road program is getting rave reviews for its professional, polished look and honest analysis of this key component of the drive to create the North American Union. So come on down to our block party against the New World Order this Thursday evening. And thanks, Steve, over at Brave New Books for sending that over to us. Happy to plug that for you. Fred in Philly.
Hi, John.
Hi.
John, you know, the Unprivileged Detainee Act, which was proposed by Senator Specter, is almost word for word what this Military Commissions Act, and it doesn't even use the word enemy or combatant in the title. So they can just say unprivileged detainee, and it does include citizens in its scope.
Well, my good friend Arlen Specter, he's a slippery little devil, isn't he?
Yeah, and, you know, his office wouldn't even send me a copy of it.
Well, you might be able to read. You know, I mean, you might be able to string two sentences together. You might have the ability to have the cognitive thought or, God forbid, to logically think something through.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's amazing. I was thinking about this the other day. How much our Congress critters don't even read the bills that they're even voting on. And the thing about it is, it's not that they're jam-packed, because how long are they actually in session? What is it, 90 days or something that they're actually there?
It's a short time.
It's a short period of time. So what on God's green earth are they doing with the other 9 months of their time if they're not sitting there reading the bills of which they're voting on?
Right. Now, John, I want to ask you, who was that analyst you had, Mr. Steele? What's his first name?
It didn't give. He wasn't an analyst. He was reviewing a book.
Okay. Well, there was Ray McGovern. There's this gentleman, Steele, XCIA. And,
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a third guy. Who was that third guy? This is big news, John.
Well, it is. And I will redo the story.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate your call. I was mixing up the Steele that was doing the thing on the book that I just mentioned. I've been sitting here reading, you must forgive me, talk show hosts do that, on 9/11 synthetic terror. 9/11 conspirators, 10,000 men, or a few top insiders and highly trained commandos. Doug Herman writes, a bad government lies as official policy. A bad government cannot be trusted to tell the truth. A bad government cannot be trusted for the safety of its own citizens or the citizens of other countries. A bad government always acts malevolently, selfishly, secretively. A bad government suppresses information, censors the truth, and harasses whistleblowers. A bad government must always be forced, if possible, underscored heavily, possible, to do the right thing. Now, which type of government do we have now? Now, contrary to the official government report, the 9/11 attacks resemble a clever yet diabolical plan carried out successfully by a few government insiders and several dozen top commandos. Let us call this group simply, for the sake of argument, the Network. Their mission was fourfold. Create an unforgettable terror event to be blamed on an Islamic group. Create a series of spectacular catastrophes that symbolize an attack on America, which also served as diversions. Create a multi-million dollar gold heist that would occur simultaneously to the terror events. Create a network of draconian agencies and laws soon after the terror events that would curtail individual rights and create an atmosphere for endless imperial war, not to mention make any reinvestigation of 9/11 difficult or impossible. The 9/11 attack then resembles an ingenious diversion concealing a master plan to invade and occupy Middle Eastern countries while simultaneously affecting draconian and costly government security measures, but not before heisting several hundred million in gold bullion. The 19 hijackers may have been actual Islamic agents, may have been Israeli double agents, CIA assets, or peripheral components of the Network. The hijackers are at least an important aspect of the plot. According to this scenario, the Network would need remote control planes, aircraft that resembled Boeing jumbo jets, plenty of planes available, cheap. Now gather dust in deserts in California and Arizona. They would need the technology to adapt planes. Remote control airplanes have been around for more than 40 years, ladies and gentlemen. They would need a sufficient amount of money, large amounts of money, to hire commandos. Both the money and the expertise were readily available through top Pentagon connections and their networks of suppliers. Not surprisingly, the Pentagon came up billions short on September 10, 2001, just one day before the attack. Not surprisingly, the man who controlled the money at the Pentagon, Dov Zakheim, who enjoyed connections to the electronics firm specializing in what? Remote control aviation. The Network would need several dozen top foreign commandos who swore no allegiance to any country, certainly not allegiance to America. Approximately 200 Israelis were rounded up immediately following the 9/11 incident. Some were stopped in vans driving into Manhattan. Some were arrested while celebrating the destruction of the Twin Towers. Some were stopped and discovered to possess evidence remarkably similar to that connected to the 9/11 attack itself. Now, these facts were all reported by the mainstream media immediately after 9/11. Rarely have they been reported since. The FBI interviewed and interrogated those arrested near Manhattan. No lie detector tests, no confessions, and, of course, no torture. And no results were reported by the FBI before the suspects were released. The Terror Enigma by Justin Raimondo takes a more in-depth look at the suspicious feature of possibly using Israeli double agents and Mossad commandos masquerading as movers, artists, and students prior to 9/11. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. Don't forget your advance reservations for the Austin Preparedness Training Seminar, 800-605-5868.
If joint pain, stiffness, or discomfort stops you from enjoying the things you like to do, now there's help. Introducing Joint Nutrients, the all-new, fast-acting, all-natural, great-tasting liquid formula that, when taken as directed, can help relieve the pain associated with osteoarthritis and with no harmful side effects. Joint Nutrients help restore and replenish joint fluid that is lost with aging, certain injuries, or constant pounding of the joints. And unlike other products that simply address the pain, Joint Nutrients goes to work to start repairing and correcting natural joint function while providing the relief you need. So if you are one of the millions of Americans who suffer from arthritis, then you need Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670. 1-866-240-5670. Reduce arthritis pain, increase flexibility, and enhance joint health with Joint Nutrients. Call 1-866-240-5670.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Several men would be needed to assemble and plan explosive devices in the weeks, perhaps months, required to do the job properly. According to one Finnish demo expert, ordering, preparing, and transporting of the charges for the demolition of the World Trade Center solely for the steel pillars of the inner circle, 40 times 240 charges were needed. Let's say 10,000 cutting charges, each weighing 50 pounds for each tower. For WTC, at least 4,000 charges were needed. One needs to find out the right size and the dimensions of the suitable cutting charges and then order 24,000 pieces. One must as well order fitting detonators. Fitting detonators usually already exist in stores of military forces or the CIA. Time of delivery is several months in any case. All detonators must be equipped with some kind of safety mechanism, which will be removed by the radio signal at the final moment. After this, the cutting charges are installed in the selected rooms that are not in use. Some of these rooms may well serve as temporary storage for charges needed elsewhere. After this apartment is renovated and circulated to the clients in the World Trade Center, one man continuously assembles maybe 5 cutting charges per hour. With 10 assemblers, 350 charges are installed a day. As surplus transportation of supplies, renovators, and guards, maybe about 20 people more were needed. 5 of them know what is going on, 15 do not. For the installation of the charges, this operation takes at least 4 months with about 30 men. Not 10,000 men, not even 1,000, just dedicated men who knew the importance of their mission. The network would need top aviation electronic specialists to control those jumbo jets while in flight. Remote signal devices may have been planted in the building also. A couple of dozen men at most were needed, possibly less, certainly not thousands. They would need men to sworn to no other ideology aside from the mission and the immediate rewards. Once again, the mission was fourfold: create terror to be blamed on an Islamic group that would justify invasion of host countries, create a series of spectacular catastrophes that symbolize an attack on America but also served as diversions, create a multi-million-dollar gold heist that would occur simultaneously to the terror events. The gold heist may have been sort of a reward, a carrot on a stick, let's say. Create a network of draconian agencies and laws soon after the terror events that would curtail individual rights and create an atmosphere for never-ending imperial wars. Very likely those involved enjoyed vast intelligence capabilities. Very likely they included former or active members of the Mossad and the CIA, the Pentagon, possibly even the FBI. Indeed, those FBI crime fighters not privy to the master plan, like FBI Special Agents John O'Neill and Colleen Rowley, tried to warn their superiors, tried to warn the U.S. government, were then thwarted and killed. Instead, the network operated like a separate entity, a succubus, if you will. And no local law enforcement official, no ordinary military official, no ordinary government official enjoyed access to the secret plan. But somewhere along the way, three key security points were compromised: Logan Airport, NORAD, and WTC-7. The network accessed all these sites and gained entrance through insider connections. Logan Airport through the Israeli security company that it ran, NORAD in the command of the U.S. Air Force to Dick Cheney on 9/11, World Trade Center 7 through the CIA, Silverstein Properties, or Securicom, the company headed by Marvin Bush, not surprisingly. Only a few top operatives were needed to access each site, not tens of thousands, as debunkers constantly claim. Do you remember the dressing down that Bill O'Reilly gave Fetzer? Oh, you can't keep a secret like this. Thousands of people would have known. No. Were there thousands of people involved in the JFK assassination? Absolutely not. Didn't need them. Too many loose lips sink ships, Mr. O'Reilly. And man, do I wish you were the Titanic. Could Al-Qaeda or the 19 hijackers have compromised any of these three key points and gained access? No. Could a group of top government insiders and their hired commandos have accessed those three sites? Yes, easily. The network might have relied on remote-controlled planes from the very beginning. Why trust a complex operation to 19 flight school dropouts who spent more time in strip clubs than flight simulators? The simplest scenario would use remote-controlled planes, shadowed by fast-moving guidance planes. The unidentified white plane reported by several witnesses near Shanksville may have been just such a plane. But what happened to the original flights and the missing passengers? Only the shadowy operatives of the network knows for sure. What remains most peculiar, and thus most suspicious, are the four flights themselves. Not only were the planes mostly empty of passengers, but a couple of the planes reportedly destroyed on 9/11 were still registered and flying months later. Yes, there were flaws in the master plan. We'll get to that in just a second. Stay tuned, folks. Tomorrow on this program, Aaron Russo. And you all know what a good job he did with America, Freedom to Fascism, which, by the way, is available through this network by calling 800-724-2719. Get a copy and impress the heck out of your friends. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Yes, there were flaws in the master plan. The WTC-7 fires that were very likely set by commando teams sometime after 12 noon on September 11th convinced many gullible citizens and government experts that a fiery conflagration had weakened the structure. Yet the simple fact that the WTC was arsoned and then demolished seemed obvious. Building 7 had to be burned and then collapsed in a controlled demolition, not only for diversionary purposes, but to destroy sensitive security and exchange records of ongoing lawsuits involving billions of dollars. Not surprisingly, the floors that housed the SEC records were the first to burn mysteriously. Meanwhile, down below street level, a heist worthy of Hollywood was taking place. How many men were needed to move several hundred million in gold bullion bars? You do the math. Probably not thousands of men, probably not even hundreds. The company's security guards may have been ordered away. After all, Building 7 was about to collapse. Power to the alarm system may have been shut down. Who would restore it, even if some honest security guard reported it disabled? So, was 9/11 a heist wrapped around an attack or an attack wrapped around a heist? If the gold was gone, how much went missing exactly? How much could Al-Qaeda have taken it? How could they have gotten away with it? How embarrassing for the New York City or U.S. government officials to even admit some millions in gold were taken? For many citizens might logically conclude 9/11 was an inside job. And if a group of thieves not affiliated or connected with the terrorists took the gold, why were they never caught? Two truckloads of gold were recovered, crushed in a tunnel beneath the World Trade Center complex. How many truckloads got away? Nowadays, we have many excellent detective shows on television, but very few good detectives when we really need them in real life. If the WTC site had been treated as a crime scene immediately following a week of rescue work, the ingenuity of the crime might have been revealed. As it was, 9/11 was sold to the public as an act of foreign terrorism from day one, and whatever evidence that might have been uncovered was hastily removed and either destroyed or recycled. The years pass, and the crime of the century, 9/11, has never been fully solved nor even adequately investigated. Readers, this writer says, email me asking, what proof do I have of this scenario? Only gut instinct and common sense. If it looks like a crime scene and people profited immensely, I think any good detective might have suspicions. I ask believers, what proof do they have that the government version of 9/11 events? They wrote me the testimony of government-approved experts. They offer me fuzzy videotape of someone identified as Osama bin Laden. They mention a charred passport miraculously found a few blocks from the demolished World Trade Center. Not enough evidence to fit in a shoebox, he says, or stand up in a court of law. Besides, taking the word of bad government, never known for speaking the truth, is not good practice. By the way, Doug Herman is a United States Air Force veteran and crime novelist who wrote The Guns of Dallas and contributes to Jeff Rentz's site regularly. Thank you, Mr. Herman. I wanted to get around to this yesterday on the issue of gun control. And if we have time, I will get into the wake up and smell the invasion, kind of another topic, but all part of the globalist plan, folks. Do you want to know why public officials are voting to take away your firearms? And if there weren't for good gun groups out there like Gun Owners of America or Aaron Zellman's group, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, we might be further down the path of confiscation. If you want to know why, go to your local library, no matter where you live in the United States. Tell the librarian to show you where the United States code books are shelved. There are 25 books in the set. They are reddish brown in color. They are printed by the government printing office in Washington, D.C. These hard-covered books are printed every 8 to 10 years. They're updated with annual softback supplements each year until a new hardcover issue comes out. At the present time, the 1988 hardbacks are on the library shelves. Open Volume 9. The page numbers are in the center near the middle binding. The section numbers are along the edges. Turn to page 651. Here you will find Public Law 87-297, which calls for the United States to eliminate its armed forces. This law was signed for the United States in 1961 by then-President John F. Kennedy. And every president since has signed it and worked to enact its provisions. The government knows you will not approve, which is why they want to take away your firearms. By the way, this is Title 22, USC, Section 2551. Turn to page 652. Here you will find the definition of what the government means by disarmament. The disarmament calls for the elimination of our armed forces. It also calls for the elimination of the weapons of all kinds. This is Title 22, USC, 2552. Turn to page 654. Here you will find it stated as Item A, Control, Reduction, and Elimination of Armed Forces, and as Item D, Elimination of Armed Forces. What you need to know is that your armed forces are being eliminated from national control, which in turn wipes out our sovereignty as a nation. In two stages, we will have no more Army, no more Navy, no more Air Force. In the third stage, we shall have a zero military. Before Stage 1 closes, by the way, all citizens' own guns will be banned. This is Title 22, USC, Section 2571A. Public Law 87-297 is further explained in the State Department document called Publication 7277. Your librarian can also furnish you with a copy of that. Ask the librarian to get you a copy of the Blueprint for the Peace Race. It is a 35-page booklet printed in the United States Arms Control and Disarmament Agency as Publication Number 4, General Series 3, released May of 1962. Publication Number 4 is the unabridged version of the State Department document 7277. Both of these booklets explain how our military is to be reduced to 2.1 million men. China and the Soviets are to be reduced to that level also at this point. We are at stage one, at which time we are to transfer, on a permanent basis, mind you, one half of our armed forces to be merged with the Russian and the Chinese armies. In stage two, the remaining one half of our armed forces is then turned over to the same Security Council of the United Nations. You want to know why China got a seat in the United Nations? Here's your answer. The person in China, and by the way, the Soviet Union, oh, I'm sorry, Russia, it's still the Soviet Union, ladies and gentlemen, who was in there, in on the fix? Oh, that's right, Alger Hiss, double Soviet agent. Communists have always been the head of the United Nations, folks. This is not an accident. Sitting right here on American soil, not an accident. The person in charge of the merged armies, by agreement, always be a Russian. The world's smaller nations turn 100% of their armies over to the same undersecretary of the Security Council in Stage 2. President George Bush and Admiral William J. Crow have referred to this process as being in transition. Turn to page 655. On this page, in Volume 9 of the United States Code, read Policy Formation. The directives there, written in 1963 to pacify objectors, are supposedly to restrain anyone from disarmament, reducing or limiting our armaments, or taking guns away from the people unless it is pursuant to the treaty-making power of the president or it is authorized by further legislation by the Congress, that is Title 22, Section 2573. Now, every couple of years, the House of Representatives votes to appropriate funds for this ongoing program. Since Public Law 87-297 was first passed into law in 1961, there have been 18 updates to it, all bad, with no deletions of the issues that I lay before you now. The Congress knows that the plan includes the policing of the United States by foreign troops. The World Army, they are forming right now, by the way, folks. The Congress is allowing our military bases to be closed down, except for those which will be used by the World Army. You will find that plan in Publication 7277 and in the Blueprint for the Peace Race. If the President and Congress can promote a constitutional convention, you will find yourself with two new constitutions, communist in structure, by the way, which one states in Article 8, Section 12, no person shall bear arms, possess lethal weapons, except the members of the armed forces. The Congress has praised these documents and is on record in Senate hearings seeking ways to install these constitutions. Ask your librarian for a revision of the United Nations Charter. The hearings before the Subcommittee Foreign Relations, February 2nd through the 20th, in 1950, U.S. Government Printing Office. Nothing has changed since. They are still viable. End of Second Amendment Committee written material. This was put forth by Bernadine Smith. And Bernadine has been hot on this issue for many, many, many years. The ultimate goal, she closes by saying, is to be reached in Stage 3 of the disarmament process, is to proceed to a point where no state or nation... This is what they refer to when they talk about states. They're actually talking about nations. We have a tendency to think about states. Oh, you mean Wyoming? No, we're talking nations here. To proceed to the point that no state would have the military power to challenge the progressively strengthened UN peace force. Anyone who doubts the truthfulness of what has been presented is free to go to the library and go through the steps which have been outlined above. While you're at it, look up Public Law 101-216. State Department Publication 7277 is available in electronic form as file, publication, PUB 727, zip. On at least the following bulletin boards, Paul Revere, San Jose, The Rising Storm in Neon Lights, or I'm sorry, Neon Nights, out of Norfolk. In future years, your children or grandchildren ask you why you allowed their freedom to slip through your fingers. No one who has read this material will be able to say, if only I had known. Now that you've been told this, and you can go look it up for yourself, the question is, what are you going to do about it? It's like anything that we've been talking about for a long time, folks. If enough people know what's going on and why it's going on, so some people like to play this as kind of like a puzzle game, like reading a mystery novel. They'll put you out a little piece here and a little piece there and leave it to your vivid imagination as to how any of this fits together and why it fits together. I think we do a pretty good job at this network as painting you the entire picture. See, this is why I don't go overboard, ladies and gentlemen, with the fear-mongering, the fear-factoring, if you will. Because that is the tool of my enemy. They want fear and intimidation. They want you scared. So let's keep layering on the fear. Not from this side, we just present the facts. I cannot control your fear factor out there, folks. That's your business. That's your job. Our job is to present the facts. And enough people know about these facts. And I think, what do we call those people? Let me see. I think there was a term one time used. Oh, yes, informed masses. That it's easy to dupe a few people, but it's hard, very, very hard, to keep information out of the hands of the masses. That literally is our job, ladies and gentlemen. We've been doing this for a number of years. I've been doing it for 14 years on air, through two networks, through thousands and tens of thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of hours of programming. And to those that had the willingness, that knew something was just, well, a little off kilter. Something just didn't smell right. To those brave folks that stepped out over that line to take a look at what we're talking about, now know undeniably 100%, 10, 15 years down the road, that everything we talked about back then is even more true today. And we can give you blow by blow, we can give you more of the gory detail. But really, I mean, what's the point of promoting the fear, folks? Let that be the job of what I call the 16-pound sledge syndrome to that next guy that you start giving information to. He's going to run through the psychological gamut, and he's only going to wind up in the same spot that he started from in the first place, with still the question that needs to be asked, okay, now what are you going to do? Now, there are some options out there, some of them not very attractive. Some people are promoting the Second American Revolution for a number of years. Well, I don't necessarily have a problem with that, because that's even what our founders said. You know, if your government starts to go a little haywire, just shut it down and move it out a little further west. Unfortunately, that would be right in the middle of Aslan now, wouldn't it? But a people that want an honest government, they will get what they ask for. They will get what they demand. They will get what they work for, if they want to work for it. If they want to preserve it, or today in present standards, what's left of it. So the question again is, what are we to do about it? Well, for right now, my one suggestion would simply be, inform other people about this network. And thank goodness not everybody on this network talks about the same subject matter I do or in the ways that I talk about it. But all the information is there, day in, day out, presented in its grisly little detail, but not depressingly so, folks. I mean, we don't, you know, people always ask me, you know, well, what's it like doing what you're doing? Aren't you afraid? What? They have a million and one questions. Well, anybody that's ever been out to this network, we don't have people hiding around corners and, you know, reaching for guns and staring out windows, afraid that somebody's going to come and get them. No, we're a pretty happy lot of people around here because we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, informing our fellow Americans. And again, to the listeners out there, your job is to help disseminate information and add to our numbers. So maybe one day we don't have to call for the second American Revolution, which is going to be a hell of a lot worse than the first go-around. And for all of those people out there driving their gussied-up cars and their expensive SUVs and going home and watching their big-screen color TVs and their sporting events and planning next year's vacations and thinking about their next shopping trip and, oh, my goodness, your ride will soon be at an end. It is happening, and it will happen. This is not fear-mongering, folks. We're just stating fact. This economy will crash. It must crash. Out of the chaos, they will bring order. And what is quietly sitting there waiting in the wings is the police state that they have put together for the supposed reason that we are under attack. No, the American people have been under attack by our very own government, but they've been too stupid to realize it. Oh, our government wouldn't do that. You're crazy. Really? I'm glad I'm a loony, because I can put two sentences together. I can have logical thought. I can look at the evidence, and after years of examining it, come to the awful, god-awful conclusion that it is a grand conspiracy. This is your New World Order. What you've been looking at over the years are certain installments of it. But keep this in mind, folks, that the framework to all of what you see going on inside the United States today is by the global elite that need to crush this country to usher in their global governance. Never before in the history of mankind has this ever been pulled off. It has not been pulled off yet. They will not have their New World Order if they cannot lay their hands on the United States and the people of the United States look them square in the eye and say, you know what, you clown, possession is 9/10 of the law. Come and get it, you greedy little bastards. Come and try to take control of it. Because I, for one, are maintaining my Second Amendment rights. I am maintaining my First Amendment rights. I am maintaining all of my rights. And just because you say they're not there anymore doesn't make it so. I will not bow to your fear. I will not succumb to your intimidation. I will not go quietly into the night. I will stand my ground as an American. I will not disgrace the people that have gone before me and fought for this country, that fought for the very freedom that we see slipping through our very fingers today. Check your gut barometer out there, folks. What are you willing to give up for the sake of just another day of being left alone? But what if you run out of those reasons, and that one day there is not going to be anything you're going to be able to offer them? Not one little phrase that'll kind of let you slip around the corner and disappear for another day? What are you going to do when if that day finally arrives? That you're going to have to take action, but maybe then it is going to be too late. But more importantly, and I hope that you don't live long enough to watch your children and their children grow up and ask the question, why did you leave this go? Why didn't you do something about it when you had the chance to do it? These are the questions that are going to be echoing for eternity maybe in the hell that you're building for yourself right now. I don't know. I'm not God. I can't judge you for it. But I can judge you while you're on the face of this planet. I can only judge by the actions that I see. And I don't see enough action out there. I don't see enough people excited. To some people, this is not a pleasant proposition, and I fully understand that. But I look at the alternative, and I see nothing but blackness. I, for one, ladies and gentlemen, am not going to live on my knees. I will stand on my feet, and I will stand as an American, as somebody that has enough respect for myself not to become a chattel slave after so many people had given so much in order for me to be here today. I will not turn my back on those people, and I will honor them by the actions that I take today and tomorrow and next week and next month and next year and the year after that. That is my duty and my obligation as an American. Do you know yours? And have you lived up to those expectations? Or have you not even sat down and really thought about it? As what's expected of you as being an American? Just to pay your taxes and go to work on time and spend a few quality hours with your children? Is that your responsibility as an American? Or is your responsibility as an American to be an American? All the what standing for America means. But maybe you've forgotten what it means to be an American. You know, it's often been said that freedom ain't free, and it certainly isn't. It cost a lot. Dearly, it cost. But one fine day, ladies and gentlemen, there's not going to be enough. There's not going to be enough that you can give to get it back. And that's what these globalists are after. They're after your hide, your neighbor's hide, your loved ones, your friends, everybody. And God help you, if you stand up against this oppressive force, they will just mow you down. That is if they get to the point where they take total control, and they, as yet, have not. So the question is, what are you going to do? I want you to think about that. You know, I don't have that much time sometimes to really sit down and express my thoughts. But I thought this is a good day in which to do it. Because they're not stopping. They're burning the midnight oil, putting together and finishing out their plans for the burial of America. I was born a free man, and I'm going to die a free man in my own country, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you that. That will do it for us today. I will be back with you tomorrow with Aaron Russo, Freedom to Fascism. Here's something you can do right now. How about something that everybody else has done the work? You put up a few shekels, and you can wake somebody up as to what the government's been doing to us for almost 100 years. Give us a call at 800-724-2719, 1995 plus $4.95 shipping and handling for that dynamite DVD, America, Freedom to Fascism. We'll have Aaron Russo on with us tomorrow. Think about what I said today, folks.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.